Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Breaking news from the White House today. The president is an American, still. A little background. The president was born in Hawaii. Like every resident, he received a short-form birth certificate known as a certification of live birth. The Obama campaign posted his back in 2008. But that wasn't enough for the birthers, most recently potential presidential candidate Donald Trump, who did not believe Barack Obama was born in the U.S. They've been asking for the long-form birth certificate, which Hawaii, by policy, does not release. But today, the White House said lawyers requested that Hawaii make an exception to their rule. Hawaii did. The long-form document has been posted on the White House website. It shows Barack Hussein Obama II, born on August 4, 1961, at Kapiolani Maternity and Gynecological Hospital in Honolulu. Speaking to reporters today at the White House, the president said the country needs to turn its attention to serious problems. He's confident they can, but...
We're not going to be able to do it if we just make stuff up and pretend that facts are not facts. We're not going to be able to solve our problems if we get distracted by sideshows and carnival barkers.
The president did not mention Donald Trump by name. He was in New Hampshire today and had this to say.
I am really honored, frankly, to have played such a big role in hopefully getting rid of this issue.
Rick Klein joins us. He's senior Washington editor for ABC World News, host of the ABC News political webcast Top Line. Rick, Trump also said he was proud. Do you think Donald Trump should be proud, or does this show him to be an uninformed man with a bully pulpit?
I don't think it's a proud moment for the country, personally. I think that Donald Trump can claim credit for elevating this issue, but I think as today's revelation by the White House makes clear, this was not an issue that needed to be elevated in the first place. There was really no serious question about President Obama's birth or his residency status, his ability to be president. He is the president. That wasn't going to change. But he was, Donald Trump's talking about this pretty consistently over the last couple of weeks and months have made it such that the White House did have to respond.
But why? Some would say, and Ben Smith writes in Politico.com, that this suggests the White House saw real danger to the president. We've seen Donald Trump climb in the ratings. But others might point to Michelle Bachmann, an uber conservative who conceded last week there was no birther issue. So couldn't you say the president's people might also have seen this as an opportunity to undercut Donald Trump?
I think by and large, the White House was not afraid of this issue. They think birthers are a fringe movement. It wasn't something that seriously jeopardized the president's reelection chances. But this was a source of frustration. The indications that we've gotten is that this was the president driving the train. He felt strongly personally that the nation needed to get beyond this. He said that he was frustrated by the fact that the budget negotiations of a couple of weeks ago were almost overshadowed in some of the cable chatter by the discussions by Donald Trump and others about the president's birth status. And he felt like, let's just finally end this once and for all. But it does raise interesting questions about the timing. This is not a new issue. It's been going on several years, at least 2 years to my mind, that people have been raising these issues. And why he chooses this moment in time to respond is a little baffling to me.
Well, in fact, he was addressing the media as well, wasn't he?
Yes, I think that's right. I think he said very directly that he finds it curious that he's not able to scramble the news media to break into their coverage when he gives an address on Libya or something on foreign policy or domestic policy, big challenges facing the country. I think he is frustrated by it, but he realized also that it reached a critical mass, that it was time to respond.
Republicans also have been shaking their heads over Donald Trump's accusations, specifically strategist Karl Rove. Some Republicans see this as bad for Republicans, this birther bullhorn. But today we have a news release, a statement from RNC chair Reince Priebus accusing President Obama of playing campaign politics by addressing this issue. Priebus says Obama ought to spend his time getting serious about repairing our economy. Is that going to backfire on Republicans? Because, as you've been saying, there's been a steady drip of attack from Republicans like Donald Trump. It's sort of, setting someone up, by attacking them on something and then when they address it, knocking them down for addressing it.
That's exactly right. And he feels like it's those same voices that said this is a legitimate issue. He has to end this. And he did. And it was an extraordinary spectacle it was today.
Donald Trump is one of those who question Barack Obama's religion. Speaking on Fox News' O'Reilly Factor in March, he said that the long-form birth certificate was being hidden by the White House because it would reveal that the president was a Muslim. Others have said that as well. Does the long-form birth certificate say anything about the president's faith?
No, it does not, and there's no indication in it that there's anything that doesn't fit precisely with what the president has said all along.
Well, but there may be another matter. Donald Trump raised another issue in his remarks today. He said he now wants the president to release his academic records. Is there going to be a new version of the birther movement?
It sounds like it. It's almost like he's run out of headlines he can get on the birther front, and he needs to find a new front to talk about. I haven't seen... You want to talk about irrelevance. This is extraordinarily irrelevant to the presidency. What his grades were at the first college he attended matters not at all to whether his qualifications to be president or for the state of the economy. And this does point out the absurdities that the White House points to sometimes when they say there's never going to be enough information. What's next?
Remarkable day. Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News, host of the ABC News political webcast Top Line. Thanks so much.
Thank you.